Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Calls for an independent investigation have been made after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was accused of sexual harassment by two of his former aides. And in a statement Mr. Cuomo issued last night, he said he had teased people about their personal lives to be playful, but denied propositioning anyone or any inappropriate touching. Joining me on the line now is Harriet Alexander, a New York-based journalist. Harriet, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the background to these allegations?
Well, it's really interesting, Cormac, because not every governor in the US is a household name, and Cuomo really very much is. Mm-hmm. And this is shaping up to be quite an interesting early test for the Democrats now that they are very much in power. Because if you remember, they were incredibly harsh when the allegations were against Republicans, against Donald Trump, against Brett Kavanaugh. So Cuomo is a really influential guy in the United States. He's been governor of New York since 2011. He's someone who's always had a reputation for being a tough dealer, you know, a bit of a bruiser, for want of a better word. Mm-hmm. What has happened is that several women now have come forward and have accused him of sexual harassment. One of these is a woman called Charlotte Bennett. She's 25, and she spoke to the New York Times. Another is somebody called Lindsay Bolin. She's 36, and she worked at the State Economic Development Agency, and she wrote a post on Medium. And as you say, there's a really interesting question now as to what is going to be done about this.
Yeah, and Lindsay Bolin, for example, said Mr. Cuomo gave her an unsolicited kiss after a one-on-one meeting in his Manhattan office, but he's denying all of that, it seems. He's agreed, Andrew Cuomo, to cooperate with the harassment investigation. Who is going to be conducting the investigation, Harriet?
So I think yesterday was really fascinating for this because Cuomo actually had to issue several statements about this, which is quite unlike him because normally he takes a tough line and he sticks to it. But I think they realised later on in the day that this really wasn't going to go away. Initially, they wanted to have a say over who was going to do the investigation. And then there was a bit of an outcry. And by the end of the day, he had accepted that there was going to be an independent investigation overseen by Letitia James. She's the Attorney General for New York State. Mm-hmm. And as you say, his reaction has been quite different to these allegations. Lindsay Bolin, he said it didn't happen. He's been quite adamant about that. Whereas Charlotte Bennett, she worked in the health department of New York State, he's been much more conciliatory about that. He's apologized and said that he never intended to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but this hasn't gone down well at all with his critics.
Why not? Why hasn't that apology gone down well?
So I think it's really interesting this morning, actually. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York, and there's a whole lot of political history with these two. Essentially, they despise each other. They're both Democrats, but they're big rivals. One is the mayor of New York. The other is the governor of New York State. And de Blasio had his radio show this morning, and he really went for Cuomo, saying, you know, how could Cuomo just say that he was kidding around and he didn't mean to cause offence. De Blasio said that he was sick to his stomach when he read these allegations. And actually, interestingly, in Washington, Nancy Pelosi this morning has said that she believes that the accounts from the accusers are credible. So it's definitely a very difficult time for Andrew Cuomo. And as I said, it's going to be an interesting test of the Democrats.
He's in a very difficult position here because in that statement, issuing an apology, to give context, he said, I've teased people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married or not getting married. I mean no offence and only attempt to add some levity and banter to what is a very serious business. I wonder how much of the population, how many people reading that will actually believe it.
It's going to be a really, really interesting question, Cormac. You're right. And I think maybe a few years ago he could have got away with that. But, you know, Cuomo is somebody who's very, very divisive. You either love him or hate him. And if you remember, not that long ago, people were fawning over him because of the way that he governed New York during the pandemic. I mean, mm-hmm. He won an Emmy Award for his television broadcasts, which were gripping and which everybody was talking about, and they were covered worldwide. And he wrote a book about leadership in American, you know, American leadership at times of crisis. So he really was very, very pleased with himself. And he has been sort of spectacularly brought down. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. But if there's one thing we know about him, it's that he's a fighter. He's not gonna give up easily.
He's a fighter and he's a Democrat. And I just wonder, Harriet, how much of the president's time, how high up in the party does this bad news story go in terms of how they're trying to manage it?
Right. It's a really interesting question. I mean, I think Biden so far has done a pretty decent job of trying to stay above the fray. I mean, when we had the Trump impeachment, Biden really didn't want anything to do with it because he knew it was going to be messy and partisan and a load of mudslinging. And I would imagine he might try and do the same with this, not want to get into the weeds of this difficult political debate.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very hard for him. Biden, of course, wants to focus on the pandemic and on the economy and the things that he, you know, his sort of big scale agenda. He doesn't want to get caught up in this, but Cuomo is very influential. And so it's going to be very interesting to see whether Biden can stay away from it.
Yeah, we'll see how the investigation plays out. Harriet Alexander, a New York-based journalist, thank you very much indeed for giving this the update on that story.